Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
166 people still missing in Central Texas 1 week after the flooding disaster there. Joining us on the Trocar College live line, Steve Tybor with 8 Days of Hope, who is helping in any way they can over the next several days. Steve, thanks so much for joining us here. We talked with you earlier in the week about how people can help and get behind the people of Central Texas. How are you helping today? What is 8 Days of Hope doing?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. So the area is asking that groups of large volunteers, a lot of numbers of people, not to show up. Instead, they've been looking and are announcing they're looking for heavy equipment. One of the things that we've been blessed with as a nonprofit is millions of dollars of heavy equipment. That's, you know, backhoes, bulldozers, bobcats. We are sending in some experienced certified volunteer operators. I think today, roughly about $1.5, $1.6 million of equipment will be deployed and showing up and serving. We're working along some fire departments. You know, they're still clearing these banks of this river for miles are cluttered with debris. You know, one of the reasons why, very sadly, that there's so many still missing. I mean, think about it. We're a week from the disaster and still, you know, there's more people missing that have been found, that have been passed away. And so it's been a real heartbreaking situation. It's overwhelming for the local leaders, the faith-based leaders, the political leaders, people trying to say, okay, how do we even start the process of moving forward? And they can't until they find the remaining people that are missing. But yeah, our heavy equipment will be used today. We'll continue at least for a week until we're not needed. And again, just working alongside some of the local volunteer groups, or excuse me, the local fire departments.
You know, so many organizations are helping or offering to help, and it seems like it's a very coordinated effort. So you're really not asking for volunteers then right now, are you?
You know, we're not. Now, we are also communicating, hold on. You know, I tell people all the time, sign up for our text alerts. We send out maybe 15 of them a year, but whenever we go anywhere and we could take the general public, you know, you'd be the first to know. You can text the word HOPE to 86373. HOPE is the word. Text it to 86373. We're believing that even though our heavy equipment is there and will be used for many days and until we're not needed, there will be a season, and it could be 3 weeks, 6 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now, where we can go back and assist. You know, one of the things we did is, we've never done this before, but we reached out to the leaders of Camp Mystic. That's the camp where dozens of children lost their lives, and some are still missing. And, you know, yesterday the leaders were in Texas attending the funeral, the first funeral of one of the children that passed away. And, you know, they're still in a grieving process. They're in shock and they're, you know, heartbroken. And so, you know, we're going to continue conversations with them, probably, you know, pick that up again in about 45, 60 days. So by texting that word HOPE to 86373, people will be kept in the loop.
Rebuilding process after a flood like this, I mean, it really is a literal rebuilding. It's not just a rehabilitation project or something. I mean, so many of the areas impacted are going to have to build right from scratch.
You know, you're right, and yet there's still a lot that has to be decided. So when we respond to hurricanes, I think we've responded now to like 35 hurricanes in America, and most towns use that opportunity to change some of the codes from, you know, where can a house be built? How high does it have to be, you know, up off the ground? Is it, you know, to be on stilts, like some of the homes you see in Florida and along the coastline? And so, you know, some decisions are going to have to be made. Do we just build right where we were? And, you know, can this happen again? The weather continues to change across our country and across the world. You can't ignore that. You know, I think last year there were 1,100 disasters across America. And yet, you know, we as a public probably talk about 30 of them because they're big news or because there's loss of life like this one. So I think there's got to be some heavier, longer, deeper discussions about, okay, where do we allow? What does it look like? And so you got building code people, local leaders, insurance companies. I mean, there's a lot of dominoes that still have to fall before that rebuilding process starts. And that's why usually we do our rebuilding 9 to 12 months after the disaster. So even, you know, all the major disasters we've done and you've covered, typically, like Hurricane Helene, we're just now trying to finalize going back this fall, 12 months after Hurricane Helene went through Asheville, North Carolina. It takes that long.
Steve, you know, if someone makes a donation to 8 Days of Hope for this disaster in Texas, how will that money be used? And how also can they make that donation? Because they want to give it to a legitimate charity.
Sure. Thank you. You know, we're thankful. We get high marks from organizations that, you know, judge nonprofits on how they spend monies. We have partners. They're on our website. There's 20 of them, some churches, some businesses. They cover all of our fixed costs. So everything that we own, about $6 million of equipment, you know, is everything's paid for from our partners. And so if someone wants to donate today to Texas, the monies will be used from everything. You know, we went out, we've never done this, and we rented some bulldozers. I mean, we normally don't operate bulldozers. We operate bobcats and lifts and bucket trucks. So everything from the rentals to the fuel to come alongside some of these families and churches and you know, people down in Texas that will need assistance. And again, if you go back again, which we plan to, of course, there's monies needed for that. You can donate online at 8daysofhope.com. You can give through a texting service. Just text the word give to 86373, and you can mail a check. That mailing address, I'll give it a second, but it's on our website and our Facebook page. But just put down Texas floods and our commitment that is 100% of the dollars that you donate will be spent in the recovery in Texas, regardless if it's in the next 3 months or if it's 9 months from now, helping people to rebuild. If you want to mail a check, it's P.O. Box 3208, Tupelo, T-U-P-E-L-O, Mississippi, 38803. Or they can drop off the check in Buffalo on our Kensington Avenue site, and we will get that down there as well. But thank you for asking.
Okay. Well, Steve, as always, thank you for joining us, and best of luck in your mission. Steve Tybor with 8 Days of Hope with us live here on WBEN.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.